Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the line with us is a Jersey resident and a brilliant, brilliant beat reporter for the Eagles for the Daily News. The great Les Bowen's online. Hi, Les.
Hi, Angel. I guess I'll stop cleaning the guest room now.
It's not going to happen, Les. I'm not coming to Haddon Township. But I
We'll survive somehow.
We got a lot of ground to cover here, Les, and I'm just going to start with this because I've heard it a couple of times since the loss on Sunday night. The coach seems to be saying that the team is not sacrificing, which I take as effort, the way they did a year ago. Are you getting that sense, being around the team every day, that there's like this undercurrent that we are not paying the price the way we did last year?
Yeah, you know, when you brought that up, I hadn't really thought of it in those terms. But sacrificing, maybe focus, maybe, you know, I physically, I think people work hard, and I don't think they, you know, like deciding not to tackle because they don't want to get hurt or something. But you see things like that Dak Prescott score, which Jim Schwartz talked about yesterday, where they were down at the goal line and they changed some personnel and it was a hurry up and they didn't get set, you know, and Prescott scored that sneak really, really easily because the defense wasn't set. And you just wonder, you know, how can that happen? What's different with these guys that they're not really dialed in to what they have to do there, you know, and that's what I see. I don't know that I would quantify it as effort as much as I would focus and determination, you know, just really being mentally tough.
And Les, let's put it right down to the bottom line. You have been doing this job for a long time at a very high level. When you hear Jim Schwartz explain on Tuesdays what's going on with the defense, are you impressed that he has a real grasp of what's happening?
Yeah, you know, I think he has a grasp. I think there are two things. One is the way they built this defense is to play games like they played last year, where they're up 30-10, you know, and they're coming after the quarterback every play. And the quarterback is throwing it desperately down the field and getting picked off. You know, that's really what this defense is set up for. The other is, you know, it's an excuse, but he's gotten to a point now with the injuries where it's just ridiculous. They're running guys. He denied yesterday. I asked him, you know, can you really do the stuff that you want to do when you've got guys out there from the practice squad trying to run around and play these coverages? And he said, oh, yeah, you know, everybody's up on everything. But that really isn't the case. I mean, if you're Chandon Sullivan and this Sunday night was your second NFL game, the first that you've ever played any snaps defensively on, you know, you haven't gotten the practice reps, you haven't gotten the game reps, you don't have the slightest idea what the hell is going on out there.
All right, but Les, Les.
I mean, it's gotten with Darby and, you know, some of the defensive line injuries they've had, they aren't the defense they were last year.
Les, they were missing a few pretty good players last year, too. Let's get to the real point here. When the coordinator says to me on the Tuesday after the game that it was one play here and there, and it wasn't one play here and there, I reeled off 10 of these plays that were all 15 or more yards. He is not, either he's not being honest or he's not identifying that it's a lot bigger issue than a play here and there. Why would he be saying that when it clearly is not true?
Well, I think what he meant was if you get a stop, if you make a play here or there, that you don't, you know, again, look at who they were last year. It's not like they're that different. They gave up 500 yards passing in the Super Bowl, but you got that Brandon Graham reaching around and knocking the ball out of Tom Brady's hand. And, yeah, they were able to make the plays they needed to make to win. And that's what's really different. They're not, you know, they weren't a shutdown defense last year, and they aren't this year. They don't have, you know, that kind of – they don't have that level of player, frankly, in very many spots. The biggest thing I'm disappointed in defensively, Angelo, is the linebackers right now. That was a huge thing Sunday night. I don't know what's going on there. Jordan Hicks and Nigel Bradham are healthy, as far as I know.
Terrible.
And they can't get off blocks. They can't tackle Ezekiel Elliott. Poor Trey Sullivan, another guy that's, you know, right off the practice squad, is standing there 30 yards deep in the secondary waiting for Ezekiel Elliott to jump over him. You know, I mean, that's not the way you win.
All right, let me move to the other side of the ball, Les, because how much do they miss Frank Reich?
Yeah, I think they miss him a lot. They've always been very opaque about the way things work, you know, who does what. I don't think Frank was like the mastermind or anything like that, but I think he and John DeFilippo were voices in Doug Peterson's ear that when Doug had an idea, they might say, okay, well, what if we did it that way and then did this too? Or, you know, how about if we try X? You know, I'm not sure he has that this year with Mike Groh and Press Taylor. If he does, it's not showing up. These 15 scripted plays at the beginning of the game are just a disaster every week.
Yep.
And it was striking to me Sunday night, coming out of a bye, that you come out with the first series they came out with. Their idea on the first play was that Zach Ertz was going to block DeMarcus Lawrence and set up something down the field, which didn't happen because Zach Ertz got like a tiny chip on DeMarcus Lawrence, and he was right in Wentz's face before Wentz even set up. You know, you had a whole week to do it. You know, you had extra week to do this, and that's what you come up with. I don't know. I just don't like I think they're doing better in the second half when it's more, okay, this is what worked earlier in this game. This is what didn't work earlier in this game. It's like they need to feel their way through. Like they're not preparing adequately strategically for what they're going to see, that they have to get into the game and muddle through for a while before they figure it out.
Hey, Les, this is the problem I got with Mike Groh, all right? Because just like you should boycott these Tuesday news conferences because they're just full of baloney, all of it. Here he is trying to identify what's going on with the slow starts and how to fix it.
Well, we put a lot of energy and thought into it, and, you know, we know it's an area that we need to improve on. If it was one thing, it'd be an easy fix, but it's, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Kind of everybody is taking a share of that, and we're pointing those things out that need to be corrected. And trust me, when I say this, you know, we're spending a lot of time trying to get it fixed.
Well, that's good. It's not well-spent time. Les, they got more weapons right now than I can ever remember the Eagles having. They got Jeffrey. They got Tate now that they didn't even bother using. Ertz is the best tight end of the game. Goddard is a great weapon. Adams is emerging now as something great, and they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the game. And you mean to tell me this is some terrible puzzle you can't figure out the answer to? Do you accept that comment that he made?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
He is not Frank Reich, you know. He doesn't have that level of experience and maturity and expertise. I've been struck ever since the beginning of the year. It's very clear when he goes up there that he's working very much in Doug Peterson's shadow. He doesn't want to say anything. He doesn't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers or give out any information that he thinks Doug wouldn't approve of. He's very, very cautious and he doesn't give you much, and you don't get much of a sense of him as a person or as an entity, as an offensive mind. And maybe there's not much there. Maybe he's just kind of scared and inexperienced. I don't know.
I love that answer, Les. Les, when you go to New Orleans Sunday, wear a helmet, all right? It's going to get ugly. Ugly in New Orleans on Sunday. Les, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on, as always, Les.
Thank you, Angelo. Thanks, everybody.
And I got to be honest, Al, as I heard that talking to Les, I'm starting to regret that I didn't look more closely in Haddon Township.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.